Weekdays of Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
This is big. My OC, he came and talked to me, and I looked at it as a great opportunity. Really familiar with it, and I know my God-given talent and abilities, and this is something I can be really good at and be there for me when they need me. And every game is a big game. And so that just shows, like, they're trying to find any way just to get the ball in my hands and utilize my talent. So that's a great feeling. That's something that I take pride in to make sure I'm doing my all, giving my all for my teammates and being a better version of myself on the field.
That's Bayless Jones. And the question remains, who's playing tonight and who's not playing? It's going to tell us a lot. I think the people who are held out would appear to be safe. And those who from whom they need to see more may not be.
I also think some starters should play, even though they're not going to. There are definitely a couple of guys who you need to see more of.
I was
Ron
thinking
Brisker
about this.
Comes back, Nate Davis, those guys.
I was thinking about this when you said it and yesterday. And I was thinking, you know, with Brisker, do you want – I don't necessarily need him to play. But if I had – if I did want him to play, the reason I'd want him to play would be so that he gets reps with Byard. But if Byard's not going to play, then to me it doesn't make sense for Brisker to play. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you worry at all about just game shape and game rep and game speed?
Yes. But I feel like he's – I feel Brisker is a bit of a comet.
True.
Like – we're going to be like, man, that guy was really great for 5 years, and then his body is just going to...
You made the Bob Sanders comp.
Would you call him a sports comment? And if so, are they broadcasting here?
The sports comment.
From Radio Row at Circa.
And Bronco Nation News. They have very bright lights over there.
They do, and that's good. That makes you look good.
Yeah, the lighting...
No, I look better in the dark.
The overhead lighting for us is not favorable in our picture.
It's not?
No.
The lights are up there, but that's all right.
Let's get – I do think there's a reason to watch this preseason game, especially if you're us. There are a couple of position group battles where you're asking yourself the question, who's going to make this team? And we had a pretty interesting conversation off air before the show about the really minute details here when you're talking about what's going to happen to Karan Amagaji, for example, not playing today, but how does that affect your roster? You know, was it an IR discussion for 4 weeks or 6 weeks? You know, could that affect a future spot? How many receivers are they carrying? To me, that might be the most contested. How many tight ends are they going to carry?
Well, they moved Velus Jones out of the wide receiver room and they put him in the running back room, but
there's a lot of people there.
You have a really strong running back room where obviously, DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert. Then Roschon Johnson, America's president, he's in there. And then you have Horner in there, who is a core special teams player. So here's what I'm wondering, and you guys can tell me if this is off the mark. Are we talking about now Velus Jones versus Kari Blasingame? Do the Bears keep an extra traditional tailback or a non-traditional tailback, or do they keep a traditional fullback on their roster?
It makes it a little less personal and a lot more transactional based on the direction of the team as a whole, when you put it that way.
The Our Lads depth chart, which I tend to use just because I find it
very clean.
Yeah, it's easy to look at, and there's a lot of information there. They still have Velus Jones Jr. listed as the backup slot wide receiver. They do not have him among the running backs. And they've got, you know, Swift, Herbie the Love Bug, Roschon Johnson, Travis Homer, and Ian Wheeler, with Blasingame the lone fullback.
Well, and Wheeler is another thing, because you know what Wheeler has? Speed.
Mm-hmm.
Put your track shoes on, sir. And if you were to cut Velus Jones, I imagine that there would be some people who would be interested because he's a really good kick returner. But he also can't catch punts or passes.
Well, also, how much is ego going to come into play here? Because he was the first offensive pick of this front office. how much is that going to affect the decision? I really hope it doesn't. But if he stays on the team, you might have an inkling as to why.
When you bring up Amagaje, do you know who I forgot was on the team? You know I completely forgot? Larry Borum.
Yeah. He's been playing.
I know. But it's like, oh, yeah. He was starting.
Like, yeah, him and Carter, like, hey, the game that I said Carter could have qualified for the Mistrelli Award, even though he couldn't have, he really could have by his play.
Borum is a perfect, this guy's been in the league 8 years, candidate. Perfect.
It's not eight.
I'm saying,
oh, you're saying that, okay, yes.
Like, wait, Larry Borum's still playing? What is, oh, he's the swing tackle in Washington now? Like,
that was like Mike Gandy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Ever him?
I had a moment last night watching the White Sox where I was like, wait, how old is Logan Webb? What do you mean he's only 27 years old?
That is a fair point because he looks 35.
I feel like I've been watching Logan Webb for 15 years, and I think it's only been six.
Well, that's how I feel about Mike Trout is I feel like I've been watching him for 20 years because he's been in the league since he was a child.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think Larry Borum is like that. So I just wonder, like, tonight, are we watching Velas' last stand? And if it's him or Blossom game, which one do you want? And to me, it's easy.
Well, I don't.
What's your answer?
I want Blossom game.
Me too.
I don't know if I do or not. I don't know the playbook.
No, listen.
And I don't know if Waldron wants to. He's not going to use one just because he's got one.
I don't know. He seemed to use them pretty effectively in the second game of the preseason. They use this idea called downfield blocking. So then when somebody was running, then Blossom game was running ahead of him.
No, I
like a fullback trying to protect the person running behind him.
But if the choice is
they're running up and down the field.
Yes, but sometimes instead of him, you have a guy who's way faster who's running past people.
Or bigger.
Or I look at it at that point where you're talking about I think that the upside of Velas is overstated at this point because he is, 27 years old. I know exactly what Kari Blossom game is, and I know what he's going to give me.
Three yards.
With Velas,
you're a third of the way to first down, my friend.
It's like what Ryan Poles was saying about the guardrails and stuff. Sure, you might get burned, but by Velas has a kickoff return for a touchdown at some point with some other team. But I know every week how responsible a player that Blossom game is.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
This is big. When Coach, my OC, he came and talked to me, and I looked at it as a great opportunity. Really familiar with it, and I know my God-given talent and abilities, and this is something I can be really good at and be there for me when they need me. And every game is a big game. And so that just shows, like, they're trying to find any way just to get the ball in my hands and utilize my talent. So that's a great feeling. That's something that I take pride in to make sure I'm doing my all, giving my all for my teammates and being a better version of myself on the field.
That's Velas Jones. And the question remains, who's playing tonight and who's not playing? It's going to tell us a lot. I think the people who are held out would appear to be safe. And those who from whom they need to see more may not be.
I also think some starters should play even though they're not going to. There are definitely a couple of guys who you need to see more of.
I was
Ron
thinking
Brisker
about this.
Comes back, Nate Davis, those guys.
I was thinking about this when you said it and yesterday. And I was thinking, you know, with Brisker, do you want – I don't necessarily need him to play, but if I did want him to play, the reason I'd want him to play would be so that he gets reps with Byard. But if Byard's not going to play, then to me it doesn't make sense for Brisker to play. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you worry at all about just game shape and game rep and game speed?
Yes, but I feel like Brisker is a bit of a comet.
True.
Like, we're going to be like, man, that guy was really great for 5 years, and then his body is just going to...
You made the Bob Sanders comment.
Would you call him a sports comment? And if so, are they broadcasting here?
The sports comment.
From Radio Row at Circa.
And Bronco Nation News. They have very bright lights over there.
They do, and that's good. That makes you look good.
Yeah, the lighting.
No, I'd look better in the dark.
The overhead lighting for us is not favorable in our picture.
It's not?
No.
Because the lights are up there, but that's all right.
I do think there's a reason to watch this preseason game, especially if you're us. There are a couple of position group battles where you're asking yourself the question, who's going to make this team? And we had a pretty interesting conversation off air before the show about the really minute details here when you're talking about what's going to happen to Karan Amagaji, for example. Not playing today, but how does that affect your roster? You know, was it an IR discussion for 4 weeks or 6 weeks? You know, could that affect a future spot? How many receivers are they carrying? To me, that might be the most contested. How many tight ends are they going to carry?
Well, they moved Velus Jones out of the wide receiver room and they put him in the running back room. But
there's a lot of people there.
You have a really strong running back room where obviously DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert, then Roschon Johnson, America's president, he's in there. And then you have Horner in there who is a core special teams player. So here's what I'm wondering, and you guys can tell me if this is off the mark. Are we talking about now Velus Jones versus Kari Blossom game? Do the Bears keep an extra traditional tailback or a non-traditional tailback, or do they keep a traditional fullback on their roster?
It makes it a little less personal and a lot more transactional based on the direction of the team as a whole, when you put it that way.
The Our Lads depth chart, which I tend to use just because it's
very clean.
Yeah, it's easy to look at, and there's a lot of information there. They still have Velus Jones Jr. listed as the backup slot wide receiver. They do not have him among the running backs. And they've got, you know, Swift, Herbie the Love Bug, Roschon Johnson, Travis Homer, and Ian Wheeler, with Blassing in the lone fullback.
Well, and Wheeler is another thing, because you know what Wheeler has? Speed.
Mm-hmm.
Put your track shoes on, sir. And if you were to cut Velus Jones, I imagine that there would be some people who would be interested because he's a really good kick returner. But he also can't catch punts or passes.
Well, also, how much is ego going to come into play here? Because he was the first offensive pick of this front office. How much is that going to affect the decision? I really hope it doesn't. But if he stays on the team, you might have an inkling as to why.
When you bring up Amagaji, do you know I forgot was on the team? I completely forgot? Larry Borum.
Yeah.
He's been playing.
I know. But it's like, oh, yeah. He was starting.
Him and Carter. Like, hey, the game that I said Carter could have qualified for the Mistrelli Award, even though he couldn't have, he really could have by his play.
Borum is a perfect... This guy's been in the league 8 years, candidate. Perfect.
It's not eight.
I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying that? Okay, yes.
Like, wait, Larry Borum's still playing? He's the swing tackle in Washington now? Like,
like Mike Gandy?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Ever him?
I had a moment last night watching the White Sox where I was like, wait, how old is Logan Webb? What do you mean he's only 27 years old?
That is a fair point because he looks 35.
I feel like I've been watching Logan Webb for 15 years, and I think it's only been six.
Well, that's how I feel about Mike Trout is I feel like I've been watching him for 20 years because he's been in the league since he was a child.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think Larry Borum is like that. So I just wonder, like, tonight, are we watching Velus' last stand? And if it's him or Blossom game, which one do you want? And to me, it's easy.
Well, I don't...
What's your answer?
I want Blossom game.
Me too.
I don't know if I do or not. I don't know the playbook.
No, listen.
And I don't know if Waldron wants to... He's not going to use one just because he's got one.
No, I don't know. He seemed to use them pretty effectively in the second game of the preseason. They use this idea called downfield blocking. So then when somebody was running, then Blossom game was running ahead of him.
No, I
like a fullback trying to protect the person running behind him.
But if the choice is...
They're running up and down the field?
Yes, but sometimes instead of him, you have a guy who's way faster who's running past people.
Or bigger.
Or I look at it at that point where you're talking about I think that the upside of Velus is overstated at this point because he is, 27 years old? I know exactly what Kari Blossom game is, and I know what he's going to give me.
Three yards.
With Bayless,
you're a third of the way to first down, my friend.
It's like what Ryan Poles was saying about the guardrails and stuff. Sure, you might get burned, but by Bayless has a kickoff return for a touchdown at some point with some other team. But I know every week how responsible a player that Blossom game is.